whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to another episode of Company Break. As a matter of fact, this is number 46 in our series, and every time we do one of these, I'm amazed at how diverse our guests are, and I have a very diversified, talented young man here today. His name is David Scarchelli. Welcome, David.
Hi, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. We're going to find out a little bit about you personally, but first off, let me tell everyone that you represent today the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which is a chorus founded in Rhode Island in 1949 and has been very, very active ever since then, one of the most successful choruses in the world of barbershop quartet singing in the northeastern part of the country. And you are the president. You're the big shot, the big kahuna.
Yes, after 3 whole years of experience, I've got the target on my back, Mike.
Well, there you go. So David has stepped up and decided that he will be the president, just about a month or so in office at this point. So you've got a lot of things cooking. The Narragansett Bay Chorus is a group of about 60 members, thereabouts, and actively performing with around 45 to 50. And I know all that because, as most of my audience knows, I've been a member of that group all my life. And it's a pleasure to have David on board. Let's find a little bit about you before we talk about the things that the chorus can do. Where did you grow up, David?
My family's actually from upstate New York. I moved out to southeastern Massachusetts in the early 80s. My children went through the school system there, and I am an environmental engineer in a small consulting company in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and we specialize in environmental health and safety compliance and indoor air quality assessments, which is a little different than barbershop singing.
Well, there you go. But everyone in the world of barbershop singing, pretty much it's a hobby for most people, and they all come from different walks of lives. And you never know when you're standing in the chorus whether the guy next to you is a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief, as we used to say. And I went when I went to school, I had some friends that wanted to get in that environmental thing, and we used to call them sludgeologists because they would always tell me, I'm in a swamp and I'm taking samples of water, so, you know, and checking sludge. So do you do that too?
No, we're just garbage men.
Okay. All right. Well, now let's get to the Narragansett Bay Chorus. One of the main reasons you're here today is to celebrate the fact that in 10 days from now, it will be Valentine's Day. And the chorus wants to remind everybody that Valentine's Day is coming, and we have a special program that's involved with that, correct?
That's right, Mike. It's called Singing Valentines. And for $65, you can hire a quartet made up of members of the Narragansett Bay Chorus to come and sing to one of your loved ones a song. And with that song, they will get a rose, a small box of chocolates, and a Valentine's Day card delivered to them.
All right. So they get a song, a rose, and a box of chocolates. And I might add that the box of chocolates is being donated by Fleming's. And these aren't any box of chocolates. These are a little box of truffles. So Fleming's truffles you get along with that. And $65 is the price for the greater Providence area, as we say. And if you want something delivered that might be a little bit further away, that might be an additional $5 or $10 charge. But you still get the song and all the other stuff, right?
Yes, and the members that show up will be dressed in formal tuxedos. So it's a very impressive presentation. And not only do males hire us to do these singing Valentines for their spouses, but in like fashion, females can reciprocate back, right? And there's some very embarrassing moments I've heard where you can imagine having four guys dressed in tuxes delivering a flower to a spouse that may be in the middle of a work environment or perhaps out to dinner.
Right. So we can go pretty much anywhere. If you are planning a dinner on Tuesday night, the night before Valentine's Day, we'll even do that. So if you're going to dinner plans on Tuesday or Wednesday night, or you want to have something delivered to a workplace environment, there is no limit to the kind of places we can go and the people that we're willing to sing for. So sing Valentine's, it's a lot of fun. If you don't know what to do for that special someone, then you can do a great thing. Make a life experience, something they'll never forget, that's for sure. And something new this year for the Narragansett Bay Chorus is a video presentation, right?
That's correct, Mike. For the first time, we're going to be taking advantage of some of the electronic technology, and we will have a quartet sing a song. Obviously, they won't be able to get the flowers and the chocolates, but for $40, they can get a video sent to them. It'll be personalized to whoever it is. So think about, do you have a mom that lives in Minnesota? Do you have a daughter that lives in Florida? Do you have a sister that might be interested to hear from you because you haven't told her how much you love her in a long time? These are shocking experiences for people, and I wish that we were able to have the camera on them when they open up the video. So that's another opportunity for us, even though it's not a local personal presentation, to be able to take advantages of our Singing Valentine program to anyone basically in the world, even if they're over sure. in Afghanistan and you wanted to send a loved one to one of our armed forces. We would love to do that on your behalf.
And if you'd like to get more information, you can go to the Narragansett Bay Chorus website, which is very easy to remember. It's the word sing, S-I-N-G, NBC, for Narragansett Bay Chorus, .com. SingNBC.com. So that's where you can get all the information. You can order right online. And if you'd like to call, we even have a phone number, special Valentine's Day hotline number, 401-753-2990. So we'll give that to you again in the second segment as we wrap up Company Break today in a little while. But right now I want to find out a little bit more about the chorus.
Our chorus sings in four-part harmony, barbershop style. It's all a cappella, so the guys on the risers have to be note perfect and word perfect by the time they get up on the risers.
We always wish that it was perfect, I know that.
Well, maybe not for every rehearsal, but by the time we do our performances, we're pretty darn close to that.
Well, Narragansett Bay Chorus, by the way, David, I want to tell everybody, is very fortunate that in its long history, and you talk about those performances, we've been everywhere from London to California, Montreal to Florida, and just about everywhere in between over the years we've been together. It's not just a Rhode Island thing or a southeastern New England thing, but we have these great performances that we've been fortunate enough to be a part of. So it's a lot of fun traveling for that, too.
It is. And matter of fact, we are preparing now for our division contest, which is coming up in April.
And that's going to be in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yep.
So we'll be traveling up there for that. And if we're fortunate enough to do well, as I braggingly say we always have, that would bring us to the next level, which would be the district competition. And that's going to be up in Portland, Maine in October. And should we be fortunate enough to win that, and by the way, bragging again, we've done more than anyone else in the northeastern part of the country, we would go on to the international competition, and that competition will send us to Salt Lake City, a great place for a convention, a wonderful city, and it's a little warm there in the summertime, but that's okay.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I never stepped foot in Utah, so that would be quite an honor to go and sing with our chorus and represent Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island and this whole part of the northeastern part of the country. And just as a little comment on that, the Northeastern District is what we're members of, and that encompasses all of the New England states, as well as an eastern portion of New York State, all the way up to Montreal in Canada there, in Quebec, and the Atlantic provinces, all part of the Northeastern District that we would represent, should we be so fortunate to win, as we've done 15 times in our past history. Now, you mentioned singing in the a cappella style, and we do that, and most of our music is also in the barbershop style, but not all of it. Some of it is gospel tunes, some show tunes, there's some religious tunes, and patriotic is a big number, right? I know you're a fan of a medley that we've put together, right?
Yes, to honor our vets and also to honor the vets that participate in our chorus. We have a number called, referred to as the Armed Forces Medley, which honors each one of the service areas of our military service, and that goes over very well with the audience. We ask those members who are, for instance, in the Coast Guard or the Army or the Navy or the Air Force or the Marines to stand up when we are singing their particular tune, and it is very much an honor for us to be able to sing for them. In addition to that, we sing some God Bless America, our national anthems, and those songs are very popular with our chorus members and also the audiences that we perform for.
Right. Some of the other things might be show tunes. We've done some Broadway songs. We do some songs, for example, the title of our last CD was Happy Together, as sung by the Turtles. And so we have from all different kinds of areas, a lot of Sinatra tunes and Bing Crosby songs.
Beatles.
American Songbook. Beatles is another popular place for us to get music. So a wide variety of music that is sung by the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And David, you're a lead singer. And most people would say, well, what does that mean?
Well, in our format, a lead singer normally carries the melody of the song. In addition to that, we have the tenors, which sing way up here. The bass is way down here. The leads generally sing the melody, as I had mentioned to you. And then there's the phenomena called the baritones.
We don't know what they do.
who sing that fourth note of the chord that only baritones can remember how to sing properly. But when the four of us get together, four parts that is, and we are in tune, we have chords that we refer to as ringing, and we get overtones from those chords, and that's what's really exciting, being on the risers, watching our director, Bob O'Connell, get excited because he hears it better than we do on the risers because he's in front of us. So he's got all four parts of our chorus singing to him, through him, out to the audience. And that's what gets us excited about barbershop singing.
You know, one of the other things we've had a long history of doing is putting on a big show every year, as well as traveling around and doing lots of local, little what we call package shows, where we'll go to something like a Lions Club, for example, is a longtime client of ours in Tiverton, Rhode Island. And for many years, we've been going to Tiverton and putting on a show with the chorus and some of the quartets that participate with the chorus and bringing the music to them. And then our big annual shows, we just recently had Maureen McGovern, a Grammy Award winner, that came in to be our special guest. Before that, the Kingston Trio and the Voices of Liberty from Disney World. And we've had the Smothers Brothers, Rockapella. The list goes on and on. And it's a lot of fun to do shows with that kind of talent. I want to get to the Singing Valentine's thing one more time, but we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with more of David and the Narragansett Bay Chorus after this. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with David Scarchelli, who is the president of the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And the Narragansett Bay Chorus is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And part of our charge, if you will, is to bring music and educate the public with music. And one of the things that helps us do that is Singing Valentines, where you can get a quartet for men to go and visit your loved one, sing a song, bring a personalized card with a rose and a box of chocolates, and make it a very special day for those people. You can do that by calling 401-753-2990 or go to the special website that we have information on, which is our everyday website. It's Sing, S-I-N-G, NBC, for Narragansett Bay Chorus, .com. SingNBC.com. So check that out. We'll talk more about Valentine's in a few moments, but I want to get to some other subjects. And that's the fact that I mentioned that we would do these shows and bring the shows to you. And I mentioned the Tiverton Lions Club. We'll be appearing there in May 19th in beautiful downtown Tiverton. And David, this is something that we can do and have been doing in lots of areas, right?
That's correct, Mike. And it's one of our four pillars of barbershopping, really, is performing. Singing, brotherhood, performing, and community outreach. And the performing part is what we really have fun doing as a chorus. And a lot of organizations will hire us to come and perform for their members. And the proceeds from the door can be split between that organization. Mike, you mentioned a little bit about the Lions Clubs, KSCs, Veterans Associations, as a fundraiser for them. And it also helps us fulfill part of our mission is educating the public on barbershop music. And it's a win-win situation. We have a lot of fun doing it. So I would like to plant the seed out there. If anyone is in an organization like that that might be interested in hiring Narragansett Bay Chorus as a fundraiser for their organization. We've sung at churches before as well. Just to give you an example of a couple of venues that we've performed at, please feel free to visit our website that Mike had just alluded to, SingNBC, SingNBC.com.
Right. And you mentioned briefly the churches. That's a long time standing tradition where we've sung for and with lots of church groups. And it's a great fundraiser. I mean, we've had some churches that have raised several thousand dollars just by having us come in, and we put on, we've managed the whole show part of it. All the church has to do, or any organization, is sell tickets to its members or congregation or something like that. And you'd be surprised, you have a fun night and raise some money for your group. So check it out. We're always happy to do that. And if you think this sounds like a good time and might be fun, then David is now the president of the organization. But before that, he was a vice president of membership. And tell us a little bit about that, David.
Mike, we are always looking for new members to come and sing with us. As I mentioned to you, it is a singing organization, but the benefits of the camaraderie, the brotherhood. I now, as soon as I joined the chorus, have 50 instant friends that I see every night, every Thursday night at rehearsal. And we're always looking for other new voices to come in and join us. When I first talked to you, actually, Mike, about possibly joining the chorus, I was a little bit hesitant because the only training I had was back in high school in Glee Club. Now, when Mike asked me what my history was in singing, I told him that, but he didn't realize I was 63 years old when I told him that. So it was a long, long, long time ago. And I also told him I sing in the car in the shower. He said, perfect, come on in. And I was sold immediately on the whole concept of being a part of a great organization. So I encourage you, if you have any interest at all in singing, you owe it to yourself to come to a rehearsal. They're Thursday nights at the KSC in North Providence, and listen to us, watch us perform, get a firsthand experience of what our rehearsals are like and the fun that we have. And we do have a lot of fun. It's not all serious singing, but we're on the risers and we're in front of our director. We always focus back onto the music. So please come on down, share some coffee and some cookies with some friends. And if it's for you, you may want to come back and become a member ultimately. But if you do have any interest at all, you do owe it to yourself to come down and witness one of our rehearsals. We will welcome you with open arms.
Right, and that can happen any time of the year. Don't feel like, okay, auditions are in January or something like that. That is not the case. We're open to having guests anytime at the Knights of Columbus in North Providence. The actual address is 15 Bassett Street. And that's North Providence 02904 if you're checking it out on a GPS. Check our website and our calendar just to make sure. We are there most Thursday nights. Occasionally, there might be an opportunity for us to go and perform somewhere else on a Thursday. So that does happen once in a while. And during the summertime, we go to conventions and things like that. So just check the website out. There's a great calendar there to tell you what we're up to. And maybe another way to do it is to attend one of those functions that you might see on the calendar. If you want to check us out in Tiverton, watch us perform, and then come along, whatever's good for you. But as David said, it's for everybody, and don't feel that you need a master's degree in vocal performance in order to be part of the chorus. As a matter of fact, most of the guys in our group don't even read music. We learn by lots of very unique methods. And we have a very talented music team that are professional musicians that'll help you every step of the way. So it's a lot of fun, and whether you sing high or low, there's a spot for you. And as David is a lead singer, most people will know the melody to a song. You could pick a song like Happy Together and say, oh, I know how to sing that. Sing along on the radio, well, that's good enough to get you in the door. We'll help you out and figure it out from there. So that's membership. One of the other areas that we're very involved in, and I know that that I'm involved with this organization called Harmony Foundation, and that's the part of the group that gives money to help educate the youth in our organization, the Barbershop Harmony Society, which was founded back in 1938. And originally, the long name that a lot of you might know was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America Incorporated. Well, a few years ago, we decided that those days are gone, trying to remember that long name. So we've simplified it. It's now called the Barbershop Harmony Society. And the branch of that group is called the Harmony Foundation, which accepts donations and then passes that money along to the youth singing at conventions and being educated at various functions throughout New England and throughout the country. So it's a another area that if you're interested in educating youth, or if you have someone that you're aware of that is under the age of 25, they can be part of our youth outreach program. Or if you happen to be listening and you're in that age category, we have special rates for membership. We have, lots of different programs that go on, educational opportunities, all of that as part of the youth outreach of the Narragansett Bay Chorus and the Barbershop Harmony Society in general.
Harmony Explosion Camp?
Harmony Explosion Camp is held every summer, and that's an opportunity where we give scholarships to people to go to a weekend, I guess it's three days, of getting completely immersed in the world of singing. And we bring in clinicians from all over the world and quartets from all over the world. So it's a great thing. Another event you can check out by going to our website. It's a very excellent website, and you have lots of things you can see there and find out about us. David, I want to get back to the Singing Valentines, which was the main reason for having this conversation today. And now, you've done Singing Valentines one time or two?
I did. I actually broke out of my comfort zone and got into a quartet, and for the first time last year, sang with three of my brothers. We went and did about four or five gigs and had a ball. And as a matter of fact, in between gigs, we had about a two-hour downtime. So we went to a diner, had some breakfast, and guess what? Song broke out. Voila! So it's a lot of fun. It's great exposure. People are always smiling. You can't be angry. You can't have a bad day when you're singing. And when we sing for people, as an example, the people that we shocked at the diner, we got people taking pictures of us, of recording us. Everybody had a smile on their face. And when we left, we still had to pay the bill.
Well, there you go. You didn't even get a free breakfast.
Not even a cup of coffee.
Well, I usually get a free breakfast. But anyway.
Well, you sing bass.
It is a lot of fun, and it's the opportunity to brighten someone's day. You can do that very easily by going to the website singnbc.com and checking it out, ordering a Valentine. And just to clarify on the pricing, a basic Valentine delivery by four gentlemen from the Narragansett Bay Chorus dressed in tuxedo will deliver a card with your personalized note on it, a rose, and some truffles from Fleming's Steakhouse in Providence, and then sing a song to that special person. And it's a great event. It's a wonderful way to make a life memory, something that they will never forget. And new this year, you can go to the website and check out the fact that we can do a video delivery. So someone anywhere in the world, David, you mentioned earlier, service people around the world. What a great idea to send something like that personalized for someone helping out our country.
And once it's there, they can see it over and over and over again.
Right.
So it becomes a part of the family memento.
Right. So call 401-753-2990 for more information, or go to singnbc.com.
Early on in the broadcast, Mike, we talked a little bit about part of our mission is outreach to the community. And for years now, we have been singing at a very special event on an island off of the Rhode Island coast. And maybe you want to inform our audience a little bit more about that activity and the amount of money that we've been able to raise for that organization on the island.
Well, the island we're talking about, of course, is Block Island. And WCRI listeners should be very familiar with that because our broadcast tower is actually on Block Island. If you're a listener and you didn't know that, Block Island is about, I think it's about 12 miles off the coast of Narragansett, Point Judith, and it's an island that's inhabited by around 1,000 people year-round, and then in the summertime, 6 million. Well, it's not quite that many, but it multiplies greatly in the summertime. A lot of beautiful homes there. People that live there all year round and are great WCRI listeners have lots of things they do in the wintertime. But in the summertime, it gets crazy. The beaches are open and the Block Island Ferry is going back and forth. And many years ago, 54 to be precise, my dad, who was a barbershop quartet singer, and some friends of his jumped on a boat, went out to Block Island for the day and just kind of relaxed in the sunshine and sang some songs on the beach. And that turned into people saying, you guys should do a show. So the next year they went back and they did a show, and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. And each year the show was sponsored by a group on the island, and money that came in from the show went to that group for many, many years. The Block Island Fire Department was the recipient of those funds. And then over the years, it changed to things like the Southeast Light when that was being moved. We've done things for the high school. We've done things for the Chamber of Commerce and lots of other charities. And for the past few years, the Mary D. Foundation, which helps out people on the island, has been the recipient of the funds from the Block Island Barbershop Quartet Festival, which this year will be July 21st. And by the way, David, you may not know the long history, but we've raised over $250,000. $250,000. That's pretty phenomenal.
It's more than I make being the president of Narragansett Bay Chorus.
It is more than
just
you make.
Just a little bit.
But you have to renegotiate your salary. Okay, so that's a little bit about Block Island. That's going to be July 21st at St. Andrew's Church. If you want to stop in, you're on the island, you want to see us, that would be great to have you there. It's a great show that's held on that Saturday night at St. Andrew's Church. One more time on Singing Valentines, David?
Yeah, we'd like to make one more pitch. If you want to have a special little something for a special someone in your life, feel free to get on our website and hire and schedule a quartet that will come on Valentine's Day or the day before Valentine's Day. Four of our Narragansett Bay Chorus members dressed up in tuxes with a rose, with a box of chocolates, and with a personalized card presented to that person. Or if you have someone that's out of the region, we can make a video and that will be personalized for them as well. So we have a big push for Singing Valentines. It's something our chorus members really enjoy doing. It promotes barbershop singing in the quartet fashion, and it's great embarrassment for those who you love.
It's a great life memory is what it is, all right?
It is.
And the number is 401-753-2990. That's the special Valentine's Day hotline, 401-753-2990, or go to singnbc.com. David, I want to thank you for coming in today and explaining some things about the Narragansett Bay Chorus to our audience.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk about barbershop singing in NBC. I just want to leave with one note. If you have any interest at all, please come down to one of our rehearsals on Thursday nights, 7:30, the KSC in North Providence. Information's on the website. We would love to entertain you for the evening. And if it's for you, you can come back and become a member of a great organization, singing organization that is promoting barbershop style singing.
Thank you, David. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.